Our scripture lesson this morning is taken from Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 24. And I'm reading from the NIV translation. And it's dealing with the parable of the lost son. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided the property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servant, 'Quick, bring the best robes and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." Here we see a young man who was not wise with his resources. And we find that inventory time is necessary for all of us. The time when a businessman must take time to count all of his possessions. A time when the facts must be faced for profit or loss. And you know, all of us need to take inventory once in a while and see where we stand. The young man we read about took inventory in the pig pen. When all was counted, he found that he had great loss. And so he made this resolution, "I will arise and go to my father." What had brought him to such loss and what he did about it is important for us to listen to this morning. But first, let us pray. Father, we ask, O God, that you would draw us close to yourself. Help us that we might listen to what you have to say to us. Help us to be obedient to your message, to your word, that we might grow to be what you want us to be. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. First of all, this young man thought only of goods, what he had in his pocket or in his bank account, instead of thinking of God. Perhaps this story is the tenderest story that Jesus ever spoke. Here was a father, a good and compassionate man. And we see the grief that was brought to the father by the giving to his son what he requested. This young man said, one of these days, all of this is going to be, or part of this is going to be mine. Why not make it now? Surely he had no thought of God. The father approached for the inheritance that he would receive. He would find that his goods were empty. But now they seemed important. He is not the only one who has found things empty. There are many who look at what they had and find that they don't have much left. Solomon was one of these. In Ecclesiastes 1:12 to 2:11, and we see that he came along and said, all is empty. All is of no value. And then there's a young ruler, and he had great wealth. But you know, what Jesus asked of him, he was unwilling to pay the price. And so he went away, sad, not receiving the strength that he needed. He wanted to share his goods, but he didn't want to give everything away, as the Lord called him to do. This young man thought only of his flesh instead of his future. He went and wasted his substance in riotous living. He had to leave to go to a faraway country because he didn't want people at home to see how foolish he was. And you know, sometimes we don't want that to be seen either. And so we go away. But you know, we can't run from God's presence. God sees us. Some people need a new environment so that they can do the things that they want to do. Here we have two directions in which men move. There are those seeking for satisfaction in goods. There are those seeking for satisfaction in feelings, in drugs, in booze, in other pleasures. It's a sad picture in the pig pen. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we could find ourselves in that same situation. A place where the real value of goods is no longer there. This young man faced the facts. Instead of feigning happiness, when he came to himself, his inventory had done something for him. How many servants have bread enough and to spare? He didn't ignore the situation. He said, I'm hungry. But he said, I guess everybody's hungry. I'm feeding pigs. But lots of others are doing so also. Some people excuse their spiritual misery by thinking everybody is in the same boat. He responded to the truth. and it changed his life. I will arise and go to my father. His father was awaiting him, and his father welcomed him home. You know, our Heavenly Father is awaiting us. Sometimes we do foolish things, but our Father is waiting for us, waiting to welcome us home. In him we find the forgiveness that we need and that we desire. And so, we might find ourselves this morning in a place where we ought not to be. And I say to you this morning, come home to the Father today, for he's waiting for you. He has great things for you, and he doesn't want to lose you. He doesn't want you to lose him. And so we come before him. We take inventory. And we say, here am I, Lord. Do what needs to be done. Let us pray. Father, we count it a privilege to be here this morning. We thank you for your presence, for your love and care over us. And we ask, O God, that you would speak to our hearts, that we might learn of you and receive what you have for us today. Speak to us, draw us to yourself, and help us, that we might be in the center of your will and in the hollow of your hand. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. In your bulletins, there is the order of service for the communion. We invite you to turn, and we will read as responsively